Hi, welcome to Gabbing with Girlfriends. And I'm really excited today because I have a really old friend, not that she's old, but that we've been in each other's lives forever and ever and ever. And it's Tracy Allen. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Gloria. Great to see you.
Great to see you too. And it seems it's kind of awkward to catch up publicly, but here we go, because it's always great to catch up. First, I have to say, we will never cover Tracy's life in 10 episodes because still to this day, I could be having lunch or dinner with Tracy and she'll tell me something that I never even knew. Like there are so many facets to her and she's led such an amazingly interesting life. Seriously. And I know a lot of people that have had interesting lives, but hers is just like, doesn't end. I'll hear a story and I'm like, I never knew that, which will lead into a story. I never knew that either. And on we go. So this is really going to be tough to try to figure out which part of Tracy we talk about. But Tracy's an amazing and one of the kindest women I have ever had the pleasure of knowing. Like, I've never heard her say anything negative about anybody. I've never heard her swear. I've never, have I? I don't think I have.
No, I don't swear.
Yeah, neither does my husband. You're the only two people I think I know that don't. But yeah, she's just genuinely a good person that would do anything for anybody. I've seen her work 18 hours a day and then make it down to the Downtown Women's Center. Is that what it's called now?
Yes, it is. The Downtown Women's
Center. Or to, you know, there's always somebody that needs help that she's helping.
Thank you.
And it's pretty remarkable. Yeah, I love her for that, but I love her anyway. Thank you. Where do you want to begin?
I don't know. I wanted to tell you that I've had MS. This is my anniversary for 45 years, multiple sclerosis. And I think having a disability at such a young age, I'm not young now, but I've had MS. I have MS.
I don't know how to ask, because you weren't diagnosed with MS that long ago because there wasn't a diagnosis then. Is that right?
Yeah, I was diagnosed at the age of 14, and it took them a couple of years to diagnose because they didn't have MRI and all of that. But I really believe MS has made me a more positive person because it just, I don't complain about traffic. You know, I'm happy if I'm feeling good that day. And I do love to give back to others, as you do, Gloria. You volunteered with me many times, and it's just a gift.
And how I get how having something that stays with you every single day, I get how that makes you or could make you, well, I guess it could go either way. It could make you a bitter person.
Right.
And where you carry it like, you know, a weight on your shoulders, but you don't, you don't. And I've seen you, I mean, you could look at you and you look like you're radiating health, but you're not necessarily. And I've known you to need a cane. I've known you to stay in, have to stay in bed. And unfortunately, that's not your norm, but it's not easy. So I could see where it could make you, you know, kind of bitter or why me? But it hasn't. And if that's what's made you a great person, I bet your mom's thinking, why isn't she crediting me? I made her a great person.
Thank you.
But I get where we're having, you know, something that's with you every day makes you view things in life differently than other people do.
Feeling grateful when I can walk and feel good. And I do walk and feel good most days. So I feel grateful.
And how much medicine do you have to take for this? Less than you used to have to, or more than once upon a time?
A little less now. I take a lot of vitamins. I do a light exercise about every day, but only 20 or 30 minutes. Because if I overdo it, then I go to the other side.
It's pretty incredible to me, too, how many people have MS. And I don't know if it's something that, why do people get MS anyway? I don't know what does that.
We
just
don't
one of
know.
those things? Because it seems like so many people I know now do. My cat wants to say hello. My monster cat. But this is like, this cat is like a bobcat size. But yeah, I don't know how or why, but it just seems like, I mean, I personally know five people with it. I think that's a lot to know.
I think people are talking about it more. And as I said, it was, I believe it was misdiagnosed for so many years. And I've learned that MS has so many different types of symptoms where it can be categorized into 26 different diseases. I mean, I've
Is that
had
right?
blindness in one eye. It can be my limbs, it can be my speech, it can be just different things, different things. Yeah, blindness wasn't great.
And how long did that last?
3 months.
Oh, wow. I don't think I
Yeah,
knew that.
I couldn't drive. She can't drive with a patch.
Yeah,
I had to
yeah.
watch TV with a patch because it's strange out of one eye. One eye's blind, one eye's seeing. So you definitely get a headache.
And there's no rhyme or reason. You could just wake up one day like
No,
that.
absolutely. Or I wake up one day and my leg doesn't work, or my hand, I can't write, or a fork is too heavy. So different symptoms over the years, over the 45 years, the journey. It's a
Wow,
45-year
wow.
journey
It
of
is a
MS.
journey, right?
Yeah.
But there's so many other things that define you. You're an amazing jewelry designer.
Yes, thank
Which
you.
is just, I love, which is how we met.
Yeah, I love my job.
Yeah, I was a client before I was a friend, but it all happened so fast anyway. I was kind of a client at 4 o'clock, then at 4:05, I was a friend.
I know, we're lunching.
Yeah.
You brought me my first meal when I had my baby. You brought me my favorite lunch in the hospital.
Oh.
Yes, all the good things.
And yes, you're the mother of a beautifully handsome 12-year-old. He'll be 13 in July. Is that right?
Yes, I call him 12 teen. Yes,
Oh,
he's
no.
just
He's like, no. He is older than 12 teen. He's always been so wise and so mature for his years. It's crazy.
That's so funny. He's just a little younger, old, younger than your granddaughter.
Yeah. Just a couple weeks, just two or
Yeah,
three
so
weeks.
you're back in the hospital again.
Yeah. But yes, he's a good basketball player and a little entrepreneur, and that's always good to have one in the family.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a
Yeah.
great boy that I never get to
Thank
see.
you.
I never get to see that. We have to find time this summer for you to come visit so we could all hang together, maybe when the grandkids are with me.
Oh, that'd be so much fun.
But tell me how you became a jewelry, how you became got into jewelry. I probably know the story, but tell all of us.
I don't know. I just loved it. I found a passion, which I'm grateful for. And regarding designing, I never studied design, but I did study at GIA, that's the Gemological Institute. And I remember designing a ring and my professor saying, "I didn't know you designed jewelry." And I said, "I don't. I just go to bed and I dream of it. So
Wow.
I dream of jewelry and it comes to me."
Don't we all?
Yeah. Yes, I know. You have quite a collection too.
So, and then what happened?
I studied GIA. I worked at Sotheby's. I started my own business shortly after working for a couple designers, and it's been 33 years.
Wow. 33 years. That's
I know.
crazy.
I know, and I'm still loving it. It's just a good thing.
If everybody could wake up and go, oh, I'm happy today. I feel good today. I love my job today. After 33 years, who could do
Yes.
that? That's amazing.
I love my job.
And what's your most prized piece you've ever made? You must have a favorite. It doesn't have to be prized in as much as expensive. It could be prized in as much as, oh, I'm glad I thought of that, or something like that.
I can't think. I have too many. They're all my babies. lots of things. And then I'll make it, love it, wear it, and then someone will buy it off of me, right? That's happened in the
Yes,
past
I
with us.
have.
Yes,
I
I came to
have.
visit your house and you bought my earrings off me.
Yes, I'm like, oh, I like
And I had
those, love those. And I wear them all the time.
Thank
And
you.
I think the best thing about that pair of earrings is, other than they came out of your ears, is that they're great for day and night.
Right.
There's not a lot of earrings that go all the way around.
The transition,
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I love those.
Thank you.
And you don't need to name names, but you have quite a few pretty impressive clients, a lot of celebrity clients, a lot of high wealth clients, whatever that's called. I'm sure it's not called high wealth, but you have a lot of pretty fascinating clients, and that in itself must keep you busy. It's hard to make ju it's hard, I think, to design something and make something for a normal person, but then you put in the celebrity aspect, or you put in the the high wealth
The
aspect.
person,
It's,
right, the person that has everything. So you have
yeah,
to think out, you're like, okay, what's new, what's different, what's out there?
yeah, that has to be super hard and challenging. And I guess if you have a creative mind like you have, you take that challenge and you mold it into a great piece of jewelry, right?
I guess, yeah, it's fun.
So you're getting ready to go on your first safari this summer. That's exciting.
I'm excited. Yeah.
I'd be
Kenya.
counting down the days. It's nearly there. It seemed like ages ago when we first talked about it. Now you're nearly there.
You
I love
inspired
it.
me. You inspired me, Gloria. And you've been twice now.
I wish we were going with you. I'm ready to do my third one. And what else do you have going on?
Not much. Just life is busy, designing, shipping, volunteering. Working, sorry.
Being a mom.
Being a mom, very busy. Basketball, love it. Either watching my son or watching the playoffs, and it's all fun.
Oh, is he it,
I've become a basketball mom.
yeah, is he loving these the playoffs at the moment?
Yeah.
That's
Yeah.
very exciting. Does he like hockey?
No. Well, it is interesting. Actually, speaking of bad language, swear words, that happens a lot at a hockey game if you've ever been.
Yes.
Yeah.
And does he like football or baseball, or is it strictly basketball?
Basketball.
We're quite a basketball family. I mean, not Terry so much, because I mean he does like it, but being English, he's a football soccer person. But with Biff and Guy, I think theirs is basketball. If unless well, Guy's is tennis, but Quentin's a good tennis player, right? He used to be, right?
Yeah, he's actually well-rounded with most sports.
And does he still play tennis?
No.
Basketball only, yeah. It's
Basketball. It's
funny.
24/7. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah,
And
thank you.
is he obsessed with shoes?
Yes, and
That's the problem with basketball. It's not just the clothes and the ball, it's the shoes.
the shoes, and he buys and sells and makes a profit.
See, he's an entrepreneur. That's what I meant earlier.
Either
Okay,
his
give me
old
an
shoes.
example. Give me an example.
Actually, we got a pair this morning, and I don't know if he's reselling them for more money. He'll research it, and they'll be rare or hard, rare, as he calls it, like a diamond.
Oh my
And
gosh.
he resells it for more money, or he'll sometimes wear a shoe for a minute and resell. But he has quite a collection of shoes.
Oh no, I can only, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine.
It's called
What?
the sneakerhead.
Oh my gosh.
A
And then where
sneaker.
does he sell them?
Online or just schooled one of his friends or online.
That's amazing. That's good for him.
Thank you.
Never too young to start to figure out how to make money, that's for sure. So, if this is kind of a hard one, and I always say, if somebody asks me, I always said nothing. I wouldn't change a thing. I think the older I get and I look back at some of the things I've said or done, then I think my answer changes throughout life. But I get it if you say nothing, because most people, I think, never really think about it or don't want to admit what they would change. But if you could redo your life all over again, what would you change?
I never thought of that. I don't look back. I always look forward, as I say with MS, one foot in front of the other.
Well, that's actually a really good answer. Your favorite song I already know is Lovely Day by Bill Withers, which is so cool. I
It's an
love that. Love, 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 love. And if you had to name a favorite drink, alcohol or non-alcohol, what would it be?
Chardonnay. I think just a glass of Chardonnay.
You're an amazing cook. I'm going on about jewelry and about MS and about your son, and you are an amazing cook.
Thank you. I find cooking so relaxing. I mean, it's like a meditation, like putting ingredients together and creating something as creative as well.
I miss that. But not only are you a great cook, here's what else you're good at. Putting a group of women together for dinner or lunch, and it's always the right group. Like you just group well. I don't know what that even means, but you do. And your settings, I remember lunch I had at your house, and I know Kara was there. I can't remember who else was there. There was somebody else. And your little things, your table settings are just always so divine. It's like,
Thank
oh, I
you.
want to do that. And I take pictures. So the next time I do a lunch, I'll know to do that. And I forget. And after the lunch, I'm like, shoot, I wish I would have gone back to look. I should have a Tracy Allen folder in my phone so I could always find pictures of what you do that I wish I could do or that I would remember to do but forget. So that's what I'm going to start now, a Tracy Allen folder for her tablescapes.
No, I've come to your home and you had beautiful layout of everything. So I think
No,
you're
you're
creative as well.
well, thank you very much. I probably learned it from you. Whatever it is you saw, I must have learned it from you because you're so clever like that. And I'm trying to think, what else have we not talked about? What else have we not touched? Is there anything else that you want to talk about?
No, I've been playing cards in my older age a lot. It's really
Canasta?
fun. Canasta. It's
Do you play
really
Mahjong?
fun. No, I haven't learned that yet.
No,
One.
that's on my list. That is on my list. Do you
Okay,
play
perfect.
Rummy Cube too, right?
No, I never learned that one. I know you were playing at Kara's.
No, addicted. I learned at Kara's and then I downloaded the app. And so now, like if I'm on a plane or sitting for 30 seconds, I have to play it. And I've gotten everybody playing it. So my niece played. I had a girlfriend. I was in Utah. And I had a girlfriend coming to visit from Philadelphia, and I said, "Do you play Rummy Cube?" She said, "No, but I heard it's fun." And she has kids, and it's fun to play with the kids too. And she said, "It's a tile game." So she said, "No, but I heard it's fun with the kids, so I should learn." I said, "Oh well, I forgot mine anyway. I don't have one here." And she lands. She gets to the house, opens her suitcase, and brought me a little present. And she stopped at Target on her way to the plane and picked up a game of Rummy Cube. And we played the whole time. All 3 days she was there. That poor girl. I'm sure she's so sorry she brought it because I made her play constantly. But yes, I learned that at Kara's, and I couldn't learn Canasta. I just couldn't do it. I tried. And I
Oh
know so
no.
many people that play it, and I can't.
No, see, you can. I'll
I
give you
can't.
tips and rules. Yeah, Kara forced me, and I'm so happy. I love
And then
it.
somebody else in Utah, actually, I went to a Canasta game there, and I'm watching. I'm like, no, forget it. And she said, download the app, learn that way, and then come back. Did you do that or no?
No.
No. Well, I tried
I
it with
just
Kara,
I
and it didn't
learned.
work.
The first time I didn't love it. First couple times I didn't love it, but now I just love it. So we have Canasta days on Thursdays, and it's always a different house, and it's super fun with about 10 girls.
I have to learn. I do have to learn. So when I'm there, I can join in. I'm going to make sure I'm there on a Thursday then, but or find a stray that'll sit there and play Rummy Cube with me while everybody. That's what I used to do. Everybody would be at her house, and back then there were more people. There must have been like 20 people playing then, and there'd always be that odd person that didn't sit at a table. And I'm like, Rummy Cube right here. So yeah, that was my Tuesday. Back then it was a Tuesday as well.
Yeah, we do days around sometimes.
And do you have any favorite TV shows that you're watching? at the moment?
No.
No,
Nothing interesting.
I tend to watch a lot of Law and Order and 2020 and crime things more than anything. But there's always some kind of English TV going on in this house. But usually the English TV consists of crime anyway, so I'm good. This happened to me during the pandemic. I was never a TV watcher until the pandemic, and then I learned how to work Netflix. I never knew how to do that before. Isn't that crazy? I
I can't work
seriously.
my, yeah, good. I know I always have to ask my husband about the TV, but now I'm pretty good.
And I'll tell you what else I never did before the pandemic. I had never myself, he does, but I had never bought anything off Amazon.
I know. Isn't it
And
quaint?
now,
He didn't like
and
that. I know you and I discussed that. We said, oh, we like going to a store, touching
now.
and feeling, and now it's like just a little click on the phone, and you get a package, you get a present at your doorstep. It's wonderful.
I don't even like going to a store
Oh,
now.
me either. Me
I mean,
either.
I have a friend in England. I probably have loads in America too that do this, that buy all their groceries online. And I'm like, no, I can't do that.
No, yeah.
And she said, well, not fresh produce or anything, but canned goods and things that are you can't mess up. She does. And I'm like, no, I don't get it. I did it the other day and I loved it.
Good.
So I may have a new way of grocery shopping now too.
Oh,
Sad,
good.
I know.
No, no.
Well, we're nearly out of time, but unless there's anything else you can think of, I think we covered a fair amount. Again, it would take forever
I know.
to live your life with you on a podcast, but yeah, you were very interesting and multifaceted with your talent, and I love that.
I just love, I'm really lucky. I love life and I appreciate every day. And I think that's a great lesson for everyone. It's just a gift.
What should be your motto that you want to share with everybody? That that's and it is
Yeah.
a gift. It is a
Spread the
gift.
joy. A lovely day. Bill Withers.
Yes, I love that. Well, thank you, Tracy, so much for joining me today. It was lovely gabbing with you, and I look forward to playing Rummy Cube with you soon. So download that app so you can learn it before I get there.
Oh, good. Or
Okay.
before I come to you. Okay,
Yes,
awesome.
either whichever's first.
Great.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Tracy, very, very much. Love you loads, and I look forward to seeing you soon, wherever it is.
Thank you.
Bye, bye, bye. Thanks so much for tuning in today, and be sure to follow Gabbing with Girlfriends on here so you never miss an episode. You can also find us on social media for more fun and in-depth conversations. Thank you.